Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Brandon Kravitz back here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. And you can stay up to date on all of the latest fantasy content over at rotowire.com/pod. The NCAA tournament got started yesterday. Already some thrilling finishes and big upsets. The RotoWire Hoops team has everything you need to make the best decisions possible as you continue to make your way through your bracket. Chicago's making even more moves in NFL free agency. The Bears are signing former Green Bay Packers tight end Robert Tonyan and former Panthers running back Deontay Foreman to one-year deals. They'll join DJ Moore in the latest addition to a revamped Bears offense. When projecting what this means for the guys already on the roster, I assume that Foreman comes in to take a similar role to what David Montgomery had. Khalil Herbert will likely see more work than he's ever seen in his career next season, which would be great for his fantasy profile. Robert Tonyan doesn't have a ton of upside, but Cole Kmet, that's a guy that he could vulture some targets from throughout the course of the season. In other NFL news, Paris Campbell was brought in by the New York Giants. Darius Slayton slated to stay with New York as well. Gardner Minshew makes his way to Indianapolis and their quarterback room. Mike Gesicki inks a deal with the New England Patriots. The Eagles have signed Marcus Mariota, and he'll back up Jalen Hurts next season. In the NBA, 8 games across the slate tonight. Damian Lillard listed as probable as the Blazers get set to take on the Celtics. He is supposed to play tonight. Lillard has battled a calf issue over the last week that forced him to miss a game before returning Tuesday and logging 38 points in 39 minutes played. In that same game, Jason Tatum draws the questionable tag with a hip issue. This Portland matchup on the front end of a back-to-back, so we're never really sure how a team wants to handle those situations. Tatum has been in a cold snap over his last two outings, averaging 22 points per game, 31% shooting from the field. If he were to miss, Sam Hauser and Grant Williams would be in line for larger workloads, while Jaylen Brown would take on more of the offensive duties. In a look at tonight's game for the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic could be available tonight for the Mavs, but if that's not the case, then Doncic being ruled out will immediately push up a name like Jaden Hardy. Same with Kyrie Irving. He's questionable going into tonight for Dallas. So again, be on the lookout for a big night from Jaden Hardy if both of those guys are forced to miss. Bad news for Lonzo Ball. Ball's going to undergo his third procedure on his left knee, a cartilage transplant, and that's a big-time procedure. He's expected to miss most, if not all, of the following season. His career, per reports, is in serious jeopardy. Let's turn to the betting side of things. Took a big L last night to open the tournament. Oral Roberts did not come to play, and Duke just kind of had their way with them from the opening tap. On to day two, use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS, earn a first bet offer up to $1,000. I like Memphis here, -1.5, taking on FAU. The Owls have really put together an impressive season, but I think they've met their match here. The combo of Kendrick Davis and DeAndre Williams should stifle the guard play for FAU. Plus, Memphis just simply too physical. Just look at what they did to Houston in the AAC tournament final. Give me the Tigers -1.5 tonight. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.